Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Bailey Zimmerman, welcome back to the UK.
Dude, let's go. We're back, dude. I didn't think I'd make it back. I'm going to be honest. This is pretty cool.
Well, so like every time you play, you're like, well, that's me done then.
Yeah, no, it's like, well, I doubt I'll ever get to come back over here, you know, because how could I be blessed that many times? But I'm back.
What are you
back.
Talking about? People love you here.
It's
and
so cool.
Every time you've been over, it's a bigger and bigger crowd. I mean, obviously, opening up for Morgan Wallen, that's a whole different thing. But like under your own steam, because I was at the show.
Yeah.
It was packed. So crazy.
People were singing
every word. Can I just say, very much appreciate multiple costume changes.
Thanks.
You don't get enough of that in country music.
No, I love when you come out with a new outfit on.
Yes.
It's like you got to see three different shows.
Oh, my God. I was so into
cool.
it. So thank you for bringing the outfit changes.
Hey, thanks for letting me come back over, man. This is crazy. I was talking to all the fans outside. I couldn't stop telling them, like, this is so weird. You're in a different country and you know my music. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, still don't understand. This is really
crazy. I get what you're saying about that because, I'm from a small town in Tennessee. I mean, I know you're not from Tennessee, but, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though I've been over here loads, I'm still like, different country.
So weird, dude.
So for you, actually, you know, people singing your words back to you, everybody knowing your name, you know, the crowd's growing and growing. I can see how that blows your mind.
Like in the U.S., it's just kind of like normal, and it always has been for me. Like when I was just playing shows, I was like TikTok, US, but, and like,
I mean, it wasn't
just
normal when you were laying gas pipes.
No,
there were
no,
people
of course
like, Bailey,
not.
Lay
no,
that pipe.
Of course not. But when I started playing shows and everybody started doing it, it was kind of like I didn't know any better.
Right.
So it just
started
to be normal.
Yeah, because you just hit like that, didn't
yeah.
you?
So when I came over here, I thought it would be just like, yeah, just like normal. They're going to sing my songs and be fine.
Right.
But when I saw them singing it, it like, I can't, like, wrap my head around it. It's like, this is so weird. I can't stop saying how weird this is. Like, you guys are in a whole different country and whole different, like, across the sea. How do you even hear my music? Like, how do you even know me?
It comes over on a Raven. And then we put it on a phonograph.
Yes.
We have an orchestra, a chamber orchestra play
it. We have a Morse code, and the orchestra plays the Morse code for us.
Yeah, technology, Bailey, crazy.
Dude, it is just so weird.
But you know, actually, what you say there is, it's not that crazy because just yesterday I was talking to somebody in Nashville about it wasn't that long ago that I would be in the States and I would hear a big country song that was just hitting in the States on the radio. And I'll be like, how do I get this? And like, I'm literally going to have to buy a CD and fly that back over to the UK with me in order to play it. Because there just wasn't, you know, the technology wasn't there where you could get it instantly. They weren't servicing those records to the UK yet. And so actually what you're saying isn't that crazy because it wasn't that long ago that literally a Raven would have been quicker than how we were getting music. So it is something to have this kind of instantaneous recognition of an artist like yourself whose songs are hitting like globally all at the same time.
It doesn't feel real. Like
it's real.
It really doesn't feel real.
It is real.
Like, I can't stress that enough. Like, it is the coolest thing. I kept rambling on about just how grateful I was to be over here because it's like, I don't know what else to say.
No, but you know what? That's nice.
This is
because
crazy.
It's nice to not take those things for granted. And also, I think the audience appreciates that as well because I did see a lot of stuff on socials when I was going home after the gig going, oh, he seems like such a nice, genuine guy. And that is a really lovely thing because, you know, they could be like, well, he likes himself a lot. And, you know, and it's okay to like yourself a lot, too. But it is nice to show an audience that you know, hey, we're in this together. This is a nice thing.
Oh, yeah, man. I say it at every show. It's like, it really isn't the radio or labels or anything else. It's like the fans, man, that buy the tickets, show up with their kids. I went to a Jonas Brothers concert.
I think it's
concert.
A little bit of the radio, baby.
It's a little bit of the radio. But I went to a Jonas Brothers concert, and they were big when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And when I was looking around at that concert, that was last year, it was the moms and the kids that they had, but they were kids one time, and now they're bringing their kids, and that, I swear, bro, that is what it's about in music.
Yeah.
Is like
generational.
Having like a family type thing, a gathering where you just come and we just sing songs and we get so lit and it's so much fun.
Have you spent some time in pubs in the UK?
I actually spent some time last night in one, yeah.
Because this is what you're saying there is one of the things that I love about pubs in the UK. Because, you know, in America, you'll go to a bar and it'll be a very like age group that is at that bar. But
yeah.
Pubs in the UK, they're really like generational things. You can be at a pub and have like grandparents and kids and like babies and teenagers and all of that coming together.
That's what we were talking about yesterday going down the road. We were just like, hey, you can just drink a Guinness outside of a bar. And they're like, yeah, that's what everybody does. And yeah. As I started looking around, they're just gathering outside like a block party.
Yeah, well, the like, weather is really nice right now.
That's so badass,
when it's
dude.
Nice, everybody's like, I'm standing outside of the
I
pub.
I wish like that's what we could do is like, just hanging out in the streets, drinking beers with your buddies. How's work going?
Yeah.
What's going on with your life? Like, what? That's so cool. Yeah. No, I was in the culture last night. I was doing it.
Was it a late one? Were you celebrating?
I wouldn't say a late one. It was like 3 a.m.
That feels...
Not,
like,
hey, mean, not, hey, ain't no step
I feel like that's
step,
relative.
Man.
I feel
yeah.
like...
I'm 24, baby. I'm ready to rip.
You are ready to roll. Congratulations on many things, but where it ends, that Thanks. Is just... I mean, it absolutely is not where it ends.
Like, so
it
sick,
feels
dude.
Like where it's starting.
It's like so sick because I really believed in that song like from day one of writing. It took me 15 minutes to write Where It Ends.
You're a quick writer because we've talked about this before, right? A lot, like you just sit down and it flows out.
If it's going to be a one, like a good one,
yeah.
it'll flow out. It'll be like, yep, this is what it's supposed to be. Here's the words. I can already hear them.
Is that how you know it's going to be a good one?
That's when I get like real excited in a write. Because you'll go down, you'll sit, and you'll hear something, and be like, yep, yeah, play that again. That's going to be something. And then you'll start writing it. I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go, boys. Let's not mess this up. Let's do it, you know? And that's how Where It Ends was like, went in, this guy, I'd never met the dudes before, which was also another crazy thing. It was Grant Averill and Joe London, and we were in the room for like 2 minutes, and he was like, hey, dude, I had this guitar riff, and it was like, bum, 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 dun, 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 on acoustic, and I was like, well, that's sick, like, keep playing that, and then immediately it was like, this is where it ends, I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, and I was like, well, I don't know where that came from, but let's keep going, and then the whole song, the only thing I could see in my head was like a dead end sign, like on a road that
right.
like stops. And the whole time I was writing the song, it was like 15 minutes. And then we came up with like all the nuances, like the ends, that thing. It was like half an hour, and it was like done.
It keeps me on my toes as a radio host because, you know, there's nothing like songs that trail out. Like I can come in and be like, okay, Absolute Radio Country. And the song's still like, tweedle, tweedle. You're like, this is where it ends. And I'm like, oh, Absolute Radio Country. Here we go. That song is now over. But it's great. Congratulations
hey,
on that.
Thanks,
you're not
man.
Resting on your laurels, though, because already there's a new song. And you did it last night at the show. And
I love it.
We're loving it. Holy Smokes is what we're talking about. This is a tease of the next album?
Kind of like, I think it's a teaser of like me. Technically, I'm a writer on the song, but I don't take credit for it. I switched some things as I was cutting the song in the studio.
Gotcha.
So they gave me some points. But it's all the writers on that one, but it's kind of like I wanted to do something fresher than I was, and I wanted to come out with not the same type of stuff, but ish, like that still sounds like me.
Yeah.
And I feel like Holy Smokes is a really good representation of like what I'm really trying to go after right now. I love the, just love the sound of it and the production of it, and like it's big and it's not a heartbreak song.
Yeah.
And it's like a storytelling song. I'm really into that right now.
Uh-huh.
So I just say, like, it's a glimpse at what new BZ is, I guess. I don't
okay.
know.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, I think the last time you were in, we talked about how most, if not all, of your music up until that point was about one girl.
Yeah.
And then I heard Holy Smokes, and I was like, feel like he's over that girl. You know, it didn't feel like a heartbreak song, like you said.
Yeah, it's kind of one of them, like, reminiscent songs. Like, the first time I heard Holy Smokes, it was like, this really does take me back to being in my Chevy.
Mm.
And I didn't even write this song. Whoa. Like, this really takes me back to being, like, church parking lot, because that's, like, the darkest place in town. And
yeah.
you're just hanging with, like, this girl, then you're falling in love, and you're stealing. It's so crazy, dude. When I was 17, it was in my exact life. I was stealing cigarettes from my mom. I was going to church or church parking lot or the basketball court's parking lot with a girl in the bed of the truck and smoking cigs and like just being a small town kid, learned what drinking beer was, you know, and that's
did you like
really
beer
just,
the first time you drank
oh,
it?
Oh man. Hated it.
Ah, me too.
Hated it.
I remember like as a teenager, you know, taking the beer and having a sip.
Yeah,
and,
they're like,
and literally me thinking, well, I'll never drink beer again. Like, that is disgusting.
They're like, dude, it's an acquired taste. I'm like, how the heck do you like this? And then all of a sudden, you're like, seven Coors Lights in, and you're
fancy
like, man, this kind of tastes great, actually. Yeah. I think I like beer.
Guinness outside of a pub in London.
So it's like, yeah, holy smokes, like, just really takes me back, man. And that's what got me the first time, and I really feel like that's what gets everybody that's been loving it the first time. Is like, man, this really takes me back, and it feels like I'm hooked. It's like I go to a different place when I'm listening to it, and then all of a sudden I pop back out, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
This is crazy. That just took me somewhere else. That was crazy.
You mentioned your mom there. We've talked about her before and kind of how important she was when you made this decision to kind of, hey, guess what? I'm going to be a country music superstar.
I quit my job.
Mom, I've quit my job. How's your mom dealing now that you are very much on your way to being a country music superstar?
She's still mom.
Yeah?
She's still mom.
She's just wearing nicer shoes.
Yeah, she's got some, I think they're called Golden Goose. Or something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
I got her a new bag, you know,
right.
like just but small things. Nothing crazy.
Mm.
We're still very small town.
You did get her a car though, right?
Yeah, I bought her a car, but she needed a car.
Yeah.
Because she like the other one was like not good. So she had to have a car. But, you know, we're still just us.
Good.
We're trying to get her off cigarettes though.
Oh, she's still smoking.
Yeah, she's still smoking. And it used to be like, oh yeah, mom, you're so badass, like you smoke cigarettes. But now it's like, mom, like you can't smoke cigarettes anymore. It's not going to work.
Well, tell her hi from London.
Hey, we're living. Her hair is still super spiky. She still is so badass. And I love her so much, literally. So much.
The last time that you were over here before this time, you were opening up for Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, crazy, right?
That was huge.
Yeah, crazy.
a lot of people mention you guys in the same breath. Is he a bit of a mentor for you?
He's like the guy that's kind of taught me everything.
Mm.
Even if he's not taught me like through like words, it's like what he does on stage, what he does off stage sometimes, right? Like,
or sometimes just, not what he does off stage.
Hey, listen, that's what he said. He said, do as I say, not as I do. That's what my dad always told me. It was like, I'm going to make mistakes, but you got to learn from my mistakes.
Yeah.
Don't do the same thing I did. And that's,
do you feel like you're doing that?
It's kind of like a big brother thing, right? It's
like,
I feel like I'm learning a lot, man. I mean, I give him most of the credit of where I'm at right now. Because he's just taught me so much. He taught me confidence. Like, man, going out and seeing Morgan Wallen on stage every night.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, like, that's
you don't
it.
Seem
right.
to be lacking you know? In confidence, though.
Man, it's being on Morgan Wallen World Tours has really helped that confidence. I
bet it
that.
Did.
It really
Although
did.
Although we talked, I think the first time that we met, we talked about, because one of the first big things, or maybe the first big thing you did was opening up for Luke Combs, right?
Yeah, like 2 p.m. slot, like
exactly.
early
but
in the day.
But you also were talking about how you were backstage or side stage or something, and you were like, well, I'm just going to have to go out here and do what I've seen other people do in this situation.
Yeah, Dave Grohl, dude, Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I used to watch Dave Grohl, Foo Fighters, Nirvana videos on YouTube, and Dave would run to the end of the catwalk, just sprint out there. So I'm like, well, hey, if he does it, freaking Foo Fighters. See, I'll go do that.
Do
so just took off. And then I learned, wow, I can't breathe. I need to learn how to breathe.
Right.
Yeah.
I always think watching artists on stage, particularly like yourself, really energetic ones who are really covering the stage. I mean, you almost have to train for that, I would imagine. Like, your cardiovascular health while singing has to be so good. Do you have to take that in consideration now that you're doing it so much?
See, that's the thing. At first, at the beginning of the tour, I was like working out every day.
Right.
Just healthy. And then
Taco
Bell. And then McDonald's. And then just wanting to have fun and be 24. So I'm like off the working out thing, but I do jump rope before the show.
Okay.
I'll do like ice baths or a really cold shower
ice
or something.
Baths.
Or yeah, like
very on trend
to get my heart rate up.
Because
that's, I am very blessed to be 24 and 145 or 150 pounds.
Uh-huh.
So my metabolism is just out of this world.
Yeah.
So especially playing on stage, I don't really like gain the weight. And I don't really run out of breath because I'm young.
Yeah.
And I know that's going to end one day, but for right now, I don't care. I'm going to eat
Fair
Taco
enough.
Bell. I'm going to eat McDonald's.
Do it.
And I'm going to drink beer, man.
Ice baths. Are you like quick in? Or are you like eating? Do you die? You get right in the ice baths? Or you?
Oh,
or
no. Like, I jump right in all the way in.
Yeah, you have to. You
head
can't
under.
Ease into that.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't ease into it. Because that's like the thing, right, is you want to shock your body so you can like control your mind. That's like, man, you know, not to get like scientific-y or
get
whatever
scientific-y,
you call it.
Get scientific-y, please.
But it's like, when I go out on stage, what gets me is the initial like butterflies in my tummy. You see everybody and you're like, oh my gosh, there's so many people out there, and your heart rate starts just beating so fast because you get nervous.
Yeah.
If you can like try to control your brain and be like, it's fine, like just like sing and be okay. That's kind of what the ice baths are for, to teach me to control my breath and control my brain and my body and not let it overtake, you know?
Yeah. Are we going to end up in our underpants by the end of this interview?
Dude, if you want to. You know me.
Is this your thing now?
I don't know. Everybody really likes it. They think it's awesome and funny, I think.
Yeah?
I like being the wild guy.
Yeah?
Because they always said, when I was growing up, my dad made me sing in this fifth grade thing one time. It was Some Nights by Fun.
Okay.
And I, you know, the, oh, come on. You know, that like long, big part? I had to do that in front of the whole school.
Okay.
So they were like, oh, imagine everybody with their underwear on. So fast forward to what I'm doing now. We're at like Stagecoach.
Yeah.
And I had been feeling this like really nervous feeling. Like I'm nervous to go out in front of these people.
Because it was Stagecoach?
No, I don't know why. I don't know why I'd been feeling it, but I just had this feeling like every time I'd go out, I'd have to like shake these nerves off that I've never had.
Right.
So I was like, they're going to see me in my underwear, so I'll never be nervous again. I'm going to like literally get in my underwear. And that's what I did.
That's smart.
I was like,
that's
you know, like my fear of sharks. My fear of sharks will never go away. I'm not going
to
hit that head on.
Yeah, no, you don't.
But my fear of, I'm going to hit all the fears I can right head on. So it's like, I'm taking my pants off, man. And you know me, I'm a partier, man. I love to party. I love to have fun.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just, hey, you know, hey, tequila makes this clothes fall off. That's what they say, right?
Yes, it does. It does. Yep. So now when you're doing a show, like, do you put a little bit of extra thought into your underpants? Are you like, maybe I'm getting
these
out
today?
So that's,
you know, that's what we've been thinking about. We're like, okay, so if we want to do this, I'm down. But we got to get awesome underwear. Because it's kind of been a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did this, actually, the last time I was here, I did this Get Ready With Me thing on TikTok.
Okay.
And everybody loved my cheetah underwear.
Okay.
I had cheetah print. So maybe.
I mean, I feel like there's a collab coming on between you and an underwear brand.
Yeah, hopefully
or,
somebody.
You know, Bailey's. We'll think of it. There's
Bailey's Underpants Company.
There we go. Fine. There we go. Fine.
Yep.
Working title.
Working title.
So, what's next for you? You're going to finish this tour, and then you're going out. You're going out with Luke Bryan this summer, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got three shows with him. I think.
Right.
I've got one show with Kane Brown. Yeah, well, Morgan, of course, Morgan.
Yes.
But,
as an afterthought, Morgan Welland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Just like the biggest guy in the
Everybody
world.
Wants to collab with you guys.
I want to collab with people so bad.
Yeah.
It's honestly trying to find or write the songs.
Sure.
Because you really want to get a smasher, right? Like, you want to write that one where
of
everybody's
course.
Like, this is sick, you know? So it's hard to find that. So we want to collab, but got to find the songs, man. It all starts with good music.
Of course. It all starts with good music. And then you get some time to chill out?
Yeah. I've been working on my album, really, really trying to just dial it in, you know? Mm-hmm. I really want to come out with something that I'm really, really proud of, like I was religiously. So I've just been really trying to dial that in, hone that in, and touring, hanging with my fam. I just bought a new house, which I'm super stoked about.
That's exciting.
Yeah, what a blessing,
right?
Yeah, I just bought it south of Nash.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, man, what a blessing.
Yeah.
Everything's going great. Life is so good. I'm just chilling.
When you grew up, did you ever think about owning a house?
You know, so it's so funny. I haven't really told anybody this story, I don't think, but I was sitting in my truck in my hometown talking to my mom on the phone like a year before I quit my job to do music, like a year. And I was doing a gas pipeline at the time.
Yes.
And I was like, Mom, like, I really want to get out of your house. I really want to rent a house or something around here. And she was like, are you kidding me? Like, you couldn't afford anything you have if you got a house too. Like, you have to live with me. And I just thought, like, man, I hate this, man. Like, not living with my mom. I love living with my mom. I love my mom. But I was like, man, I really want to, like, do something with my life, dude. I want to do something. Like, I want to, like, you know, I don't care what it is. So that was kind of one of the things that got me, like, going a little bit for, like, trying to just try new things in life was, like, Mom being like, I was like, man, I've already got a great job, and you're telling me I'm still can't, like, do this? And she's like, yeah. So I really wanted to rent a house a year before I started music, and now—
Right, so the goal was renting a house.
So now, 3 years later, yeah, I just bought a new one.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. Dude,
I hope you have time to sit back sometimes and think about how far you've come with that, because that's an amazing thing.
It's crazy, man. And it's so cool. You will
have grown up with people who also had hopes and dreams that haven't quite made it come true yet. So as big as you get and as far as you keep going, you know, just every now and again, reflect on how far you've come, because it's an amazing thing.
That's what I do every morning, man. Every time you wake up, you're just like, dude, it is, I can't, like, it's hard to explain sometimes, because I wake up on my bed and I wake up with my dog, Marley Mae, and it's the craziest thing. She's the prettiest queen I've ever seen in my life. And then I get up and I walk outside and I can hear my fountains hitting my pool. Like, what is even that, dude? It literally feels like I'm living a dream. And then on the weekends, I get to go play shows in London.
Yeah.
Like, what is even going on, dude?
It's amazing. What type of dog is your dog?
A golden retriever.
Oh, cuddly.
Golden retriever. And she is so badass, man. She is the smartest girl, man. And she just, like, she's on the road. She's on planes. She's everywhere with me. Not here.
Yeah,
sadly.
Where is she while you're here?
She was with my friend, Josh and Christy. They, like, business partners slash, like, friends of mine.
Yeah.
And they love their kids. We're, like, family. So she just always goes over to their house to play with their dogs and kids.
She's having a great time.
Oh, it's
of
like
course.
Going to grandma's.
Of course. She'll come back with bad habits.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Mine does that as well when I'm away.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's always so good to see you. Thank you for coming in to see us again. Every time you're over, let's have a little chat.
Count me in, man. This is kind of becoming a traditional thing.
See you soon, baby.
Yes,
Zimmerman.
Thanks for having me. Let's go.
Put your pants back on.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.